I'm John, he's Matt, also Andrew. Music sucks, here we go.
Podcast?
This is a podcast.
I think it's a podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to podcast.
Episode 4.
This is episode four, crapshoot number one.
Yeah.
Did we just decide every three episodes we're gonna do a crapshoot?
I don't know if I want to make anything that habitual about it.
We'll just do it every day when
we don't have something to talk about. Yeah. Like, because I don't know how far Matt got on the Stooges stuff, and. Like, when we said, like, oh, we're going to do an old Stooges episode.
He's like, I have to listen to all three of those albums.
No, not so much that. It's that, like, for some reason, instead of listening to the Stooges, like, we all found a bunch of awesome shit that came out this year. So.
Yeah, really.
Well, because I've been having to go through all this other fucking stuff that I missed this year.
Right.
And then I had to go through all the new 2010 stuff, like Baths and Sleigh Bells.
Right.
I had no fucking clue existed. Then we did Local Natives. We were all listening to that recently.
Yeah.
I had listened to that. I bought that album on my birthday as a birthday present because I had iTunes gift card, whatever.
What, Local Natives?
Yeah. That came out like a day before my birthday.
Yeah. That album's really good.
It is really good.
Holy shit.
Word.
Yeah, I guess let's start there. Hey, you guys like Fleet Foxes?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember how there was that one point in Bob Dylan's career when he switched to electric and everyone was all like, what?
Dude, you crazy, really, man. Music?
Yeah, this feels to me like the division between like acoustic and electric Bob Dylan.
I think we'll have to
Fleet
figure
Foxes
that out.
And Local Natives.
When Fleet Foxes put out their new album, we'll have to figure that out. Like, that'll be the definitive, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it is both, like, heavily chorale music, but there's a lot more... like, this danceable pop structure within what Local Natives is doing. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say anything bad about Fleet Foxes. That album was tremendous.
Yeah.
But, man, Local Natives is pretty good.
I don't know. To describe Fleet Foxes, it would basically
It's beautiful. Yeah, there's not that many other words that need to be used. It is mind-blowingly gorgeous. Like... I'm usually kind of a dork about the albums I like. It's like stuff that makes me excited to make music or whatever. But, like, Fleet Foxes was so fucking pretty that I couldn't, like, deny it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's this weird information that the lead dude's saying, like, oh, this album's going to be pretty different.
Right.
Like, how different?
Mildly concerned. That ends up being a big black album or something.
Oh, man. I wonder if it's got hard rock. That would be kind of interesting.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. I would love to, like, hey, we released a chorale, now we're going to release our big black tribute. And then it's just, like...
Oh, wow.
Total screechy, painful.
Oh, it's like Drag Open.
Yeah. No, dude, like, Drag Open is like Big Black. Let's get that in order.
Yep.
I love Big
Black. Drag Open is beautiful.
Yeah, Drag... But in a totally different way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Local Natives, Gorilla Manor, check that album out.
It's a really fun album, but it's also a really, really cool album. I don't know how to say
I haven't finished it. I listened to a couple tracks. The one thing I noticed with the two, three tracks I listened to, they got, like, the fucking the best drum beats I've heard in any song ever.
Oh, yeah, there's a...
like, they have a pretty tight rhythm section.
What was the... There was this one song, I think it was the White... Or I can't remember what the opening track was to the new album. But fucking sweet drum... Like, the best drum beat I've ever heard in a song. It was so good. Yeah,
because the pianist, he uses a... Like, he's got a drum. I know that. I don't know
and then the lead singer... The lead singer and whoever's doing the drums, they do this back and forth thing. They do like this call and answer thing when they're doing the drum. I didn't hear it when I first listened to the song, but when you see them do it live, they're doing like this call and answer thing back and
forth.
They've
only played
really cool
once on a late night program, which was Craig Ferguson. Anyway, that performance
That I will go check that out.
I saw them do this like weird acoustic live thing in like this hall or this. I think it was like, yeah, it was like this weird hall, and it was like really cool. There's nice acoustics in there and it sounded really nice. That's a fucking good singer too.
Awesome. There's two of them. There's two singers, but it's really both hard to them, differentiate
they're
them.
Yeah, well, their voices are they blend pretty well, but they're really good singers. They're very good.
Yeah.
I need to give that. I need to finish that album this week.
Yeah.
I
haven't also, straight out of California. So straight out of LA.
From Silver Lake.
Silver Lake. Yeah. So they're like basically 2 hours from me.
Right. Well, no, I think Silver Lake outside of Los Angeles.
Oh, there's two Silver Lakes in California, so.
Okay.
I've noticed that this year there's a lot of just bands that usually just come from California or Vancouver. Yeah. It's just California
or
Vancouver.
We're fucking killing it this year.
Yeah.
Although,
yeah.
Like,
it's California or Vancouver. That's like those two places is where all the bands are coming from.
Because we had like Soft Pack earlier in the year, and I know like I'm the dude what cares about Soft Pack here, but Soft Pack, there's Local Natives, there's to a lesser extent Waves, and well, I guess to a lesser extent to me.
Yeah.
Waves and Best Coast. And
well, it also Best Coast for me. It feels weird because I hate Waves' girlfriend. I hate his girlfriend.
Right.
His girlfriend so, is that?
Yeah,
that's Best Coast. Yeah. His girlfriend
Coast
is Best
girl
Coast.
So they're actually okay.
Yeah, that's right. A relationship.
There's a thing there. I thought
like,
that
California
was just coincidental. I just like thought that was just some weird planet aligning shit.
No
but apparently, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes so much more fucking sense now when you think about it.
Right.
As weird.
They like to smoke weed together. That's just what they do.
And she's crazy and lazy.
She's crazy and lazy, and Waves is an idiot.
Oh, babe, those lines are so good. Let me review Heavy Rain.
Yeah.
Oh, they both... The fader is so weird. That site is weird, because there's
chick,
people from...
That girl from the Vivian Girls review game, and it was so fucking condescending and shitty. I was like, what? God damn it.
Get out.
Wait, who's shitting on Vivian Girls? That's
bullshit. No. She was writing game reviews.
She's writing game reviews. The bass player. The bass player is writing
bass
game
player?
Reviews.
It was,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was the redhead.
Yeah. All right.
I like the Vivian Girls a bit. They're all right.
You should. We should link some.
I thought someone was writing a condescending review of Vivian Girls. Like, come on now.
They're reviewing games. They're reviewing games.
All right. All right. That's fair.
A part of me wants
I know a thing or two about condescending game writing, so...
I will show you some of the Waves reviews for Heavy Rain and Assassin's Creed 2.
Assassin's Creed 2. I think he did something else, too. I can't remember what it is.
I'll have to show you those after this is over.
Fucking horrible. Oh, my God.
Game journalism.
No, fuck no.
I love how we can relate music back to what we used to do.
Yeah.
I still do it. Fuck
well,
it. Yeah.
That was our
primary. That's because you're an idiot.
What do you mean I'm an idiot? Fuck you.
But it wouldn't mean shit.
Hey, no.
Well, I still write about video games. You guys quit. Fuckers.
Yeah, I quit.
Why?
I quit. Oh, man.
Because like, I just got tired of it.
So let's talk about like more music stuff.
So speaking of the Cali area, San Diego, Baths.
Yeah, Baths is in L.A. No, well, I don't know where the hell he's from.
I don't know where he is, but he's somewhere in that sand. Yeah, he's in that area.
California.
He's from
the
ocean near California.
Yeah.
He's in the ocean. He lives in the ocean.
Right.
So
he lives in the water.
I've noticed that, like, finding information on... He's, like, the most confusing artist on the planet. Because
I don't know
what album his album is. Because
there's not a lot of information out.
There's no info on him. There's two videos on Pitchfork, one, like, a two-paragraph bio on Last.fm, and that's it.
Right, and then, like, track listing for Cerulean on Amazon and iTunes and stuff.
And the thing is that Cerulean has tracks on it that I have an album called Bath Self-Titled that has tracks that Cerulean doesn't.
Right.
And apparently this album exists, Bath Self-Titled, but apparently it doesn't exist. I don't know.
It exists, but you can't get it, but it's out there?
I got it. I found it somehow.
Right.
But I don't know what it is that I have.
Here's the point.
Music album.
Here's the point. Baths is pretty good.
It's fucking sweet. Yeah, I'm totally into his weeaboo style and his electronica shit. His emo motherfucker. I'm into it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I can't wait to see
the most emoist
in the future years. Just seeing Naruto montages and shit.
Baths.
Well, the ironic thing about it is that with Bat's song Seaside Town, he has officially, like, broke the AMV, because you can't make an AMV with the Seaside Town, because it just has excerpts from Kiki's Delivery Service. So, like, if you can't throw it in, because to any AMV, and do that thing where they cut the song, and then the person says something in the anime, and it, I'm sorry. Eminem.
Or you could do the best AMV ever of Kiki's Delivery Service.
Or yes, or do the best, yeah, where it's just her talking the entire time.
Right.
The entire thing. It'd be avant-garde.
Yeah.
But it's, I like his kitschy, crazy electronica pop shit. I've always been into that kind of stuff, so I don't know.
My personal favorite part of that album, aside from the fact that Lovely Blood Flow is a pretty excellent pop song, all things considered, is that the opening is just like him making a chorale with his own voice, and then just kind of an abrupt sound like, what the fuck? And then the most glitchy, crazy drum shit.
It sounds like he was trying to sing like something, really, and then he fucked up. Like, he fucked up. Yeah. He's like, shit. And then it just keeps going through.
Yeah, well, no, that's actually in the start of Lovely Blood Flow, which is...
He
kept some outtake of him trying to record the chorus. So, like, before the song starts, he's like, baby, fuck.
Baby,
and then the song starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to hear this now, really bad.
Yeah, yeah, it goes like, baby, fuck.
And then,
fuck, song over.
Starts. Yeah.
That would even better. Yeah. Like a 5-second interlude.
It's quiet and it's quick, and I'm happy that it made it into like the weirdo music video he made of it.
Yeah.
Like, didn't even bother to cut it. That's part of the song.
I couldn't make it out at first. I thought it was just like a weird, just an instrumental thing, because I couldn't fucking, he said it too fast, but I picked up on it later. That album's fucking, I don't know, it's weird. It, like, a lot of the like crunchy, really bassy drum beats.
Right.
They're kind of weird, and they're cutting around, and it sounds all glitchy, and it works. I'm really into it. Like, I love it. Really, it's probably oddly enough, Sleigh Bells is going to be my first album, my favorite album of this year. Then, like, I listened to that last week. And I was like, oh shit, best thing I've listened to ever.
I think I still have Sleigh Bells around here somewhere, but I literally cannot stand it.
Really, you don't like Sleigh Bells?
It's so irritating.
Is it the
guitars?
That's
kind of the point of it. That's kind of the whole point.
Yeah, I know. I get that, but like it's too much. Like the opening song just kind of makes me want to die. And
the opening song is not the best song on there at all.
What's the opening
one? I would
hope
not.
I think TC can agree with me.
What's the opening one again? I can't remember the name.
Tell him.
Yeah. See, because the best songs really are like Riot Rhythm. Infinity Guitars and AB Machine, right. AB Machines? Yeah, AB Machines. Those ones were...
Yeah.
I'll try it again, but man...
Ground on the Ground.
Yeah.
Man, that album has a bad start.
Well, it's... The guitarist, I can't remember his name, his concept for the album, or the band in general, was like, I want to grab, like, the breakdown in a metal song and just make that the song. And, like, that theory is kind of busted, because the only reason breakdowns in metal songs are really good is because you build up to the breakdown.
Right.
And that's why they're so awesome, is because now you have like this verse building up to it, and then it does that thing. And you can't just make that a song because there's no tension.
However,
the lead singer and her weird, she was like in a teen girl pop group, and he's like in a death metal band, Poison the Well. And putting them together is like pop and like this really crazy metal. Well, not crazy metal, but like this weird grungy metal. And putting it together makes this like chaotic mess that does not work together. Like, these two genres do not blend well.
Straight Ace is probably the perfect example of that.
Yeah, Straight Ace is the perfect example, because it just, you feel like these don't belong together, but it's fucking awesome, because it's a complete mess. It's just, you know it's not supposed to be there, and it's fucking sweet, because it just sounds crazy as shit.
Alright, I'll look into it.
I think you should, because the guitars could be annoying,
it's
like
nuts.
The settings he puts on are just screechy enough that it's like it borderlines on irritating, and it kind of just actually it moves over that line.
It grows
kind of
on you, because that's just what happens.
I hate that shit. Like, more than anything in the world, I hate being told to stick with something. Because, like, why? It sucks. I don't. That's the one viewpoint
I had to
I'll
stick
get,
with
like,
Ariel Pink, and oh my god.
And as a result of me listening to as much Frank Zappa as I do, I got like basically immediately. It's like, oh shit, this is awesome.
That's kind of what happens.
Different approaches, I guess.
I didn't listen to him enough Zappa.
I'll try Sleigh Bells again. I'll just skip the first song this time.
Yeah, I don't. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite. I actually don't like to listen to that song.
You can also skip Real Real. Real Real is like their.
I thought Real Real was good.
Let's make a slow song, and it wasn't really that. I don't know.
It's the calmest one on the album.
Infinity Guitars is fucking sweet. Listen to Infinity Guitars first, and then you'll kind of get the idea of what they're trying to go for. Because Infinity Guitars is the least annoying track on there.
All
it's like too powerful.
So, anyone want to talk about Ted Leo? Did anyone but me listen to Ted Leo?
Yeah, I hadn't listened to the entire album. I've listened to half of it.
Yeah, I didn't listen to that.
All right. Well, shit.
But holy shit, that music video is one of the best of the year.
Yeah, yeah. Bottled and Cork is a great video. It's a great song, too, so it works out.
So that actually made me want to listen to more of it, but I haven't yet to get back to...
Brutalist Bricks, for those who don't know, we're talking about The Brutalist Bricks by Ted Leo and the Pharmacists. Great. I love it. I love it. It's just really solid pop punk, and...
Right.
That's good on occasion. And Ted Leo's been reliably good for like a decade now, so, hey.
Thanks, Ted.
Thanks, Ted.
I like his act. I know I'm not even talking about how good his music is, but the acting in his video is pretty good.
Right. And it's got, like, comedians and Titus Andronicus guy, and it's
great. Oh, that was, like, my favorite cameo of that video.
Yeah, yeah, just cut to that beard.
Weeping Patrick Stickles, or whatever his name is.
Is that really his name?
I don't know. I'll look that up right now. Titus, I'm going to search on Google.
Yeah.
Titus Andronicus, Patrick. I'm just going to search Patrick.
Yeah.
It's Patrick Stickles. Is Patrick Stickles.
Wow.
Alright.
Man, no wonder that guy makes rock music. Look at the fucking name he got. Jesus.
He's also insanely smart. Like, insanely smart.
Alright. Well, whatever. He's also insanely beard.
Yeah. Well, that's more prominent than his intelligence, yeah.
Right. Because you can see the beard coming.
Mm-hmm. That's in there.
Yeah.
So what do I want to talk about next?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Let's
talk about Wrong Side of Town.
Yeah, let's take a movie break.
Yeah, let's take a movie break. So, like, oh my god.
Dang, diggy, diggy, dang, 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 diggy, dang, 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 diggy, dang, dang, diggy, dang, dang.
You bought that, you dumbass.
I love that I don't know what the fuck is you guys talking about.
Well, Matt, let's break it down for you. We're talking about a movie.
Two Wrestlers.
Is a movie.
And it's got two wrestlers. And two rappers.
One gets shot in the head, very,
Yeah, Ja Rule gets shot in the face healers. Yeah. And that movie was awful.
It
was Halverson's idea that we watch it at the same time, and... Ow!
Yeah.
Ow!
The best part of that movie, though, probably was the dang diggy dang part.
Yeah,
where
they cut, like, the first club sequence, like, of the songs that they're playing, because, like... This is a cool hip club, and over the like loudspeakers, just this guy going dang diggy dang 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 diggy diggy dang diggy dang dang, and like the second time it happened, it's like what the
he's, like,
fuck
doing
is happening?
And like it's the weirdest fucking scene,
right? Oh god, and then rape, and then falling on your own knife,
and then the 21-year-old girl over 23-year-old actress. That is playing probably a 17-year-old kid who acts like a 7-year-old.
Right.
Ugh.
Can't stick up for herself. Doesn't even have a bar fight ring yet. It's just total shame. And,
No, but there's Warp Negro.
Yeah, there's Warp Negro, who is, Omarion, I guess. I guess that's Omarion? I don't know.
He has no lines.
He has two lines. When,
really?
Like, Batista's about to shoot him, remember?
Oh, okay.
By the way, this movie has Batista in it. Like
yeah,
Bautista.
Bautista. Who hits Warp Negro with rebar.
Yeah, that's the end of the movie. He just hits a dude with rebar.
Basically, there's only like 2 minutes left of the rest of the movie after that happens.
Right, yeah. And I was kind of astounded because, like, again, we were watching it and I was just kind of watching. It's like, whoonk, he just hit him with rebar. And then, like, him and Rob Van Damme like, have stupid, like, or even, no, you owe me. Ha ha ha. Anyways, let's go home. I want to get a tattoo. You are not getting a tattoo. Credits.
Yep.
What? Fuck you too, film.
Matt, I challenge you to watch this movie by yourself.
Matt, no. Watch the movie.
Fuck no. The only time I watch bad movies is with, like, Civvy and stuff. I need people that can take it.
Right. Yeah, I'll watch it. I won't watch it again.
Yeah.
I won't watch that again.
I bet you could talk Colton into doing it.
Oh, probably.
I could probably talk Wallace and Civ. We watch shitty movies every weekend. So we had a triple X marathon one night.
Oh,
that was horrible.
State of the Union.
We had Triple X Marathon, and then we watched Gone 60 Seconds and Swordfish.
Fuck you guys for not letting me in on that shit.
I never even heard.
Fuck you guys for not telling me we're watching Raw Side of Town.
You weren't even there.
Yeah.
How do you
asleep.
Yeah, because... What time?
It was Wednesday.
It was a Wednesday? It was like
I
a
believe
weekend.
It was a weekday.
I was asleep on a Wednesday?
That was a weekend. That was like Saturday.
Was it?
Was it the three-day weekend? Was it...
God, I don't know.
Was it Labor Day weekend?
No, I don't think it was Labor Day weekend, dude.
I was probably awake. I have school. I have to stay awake now. It's bullshit.
Well, do you have a Netflix account with Instant Watch?
Oh, I'm in Canada. I have fucking nothing.
Yeah, that's probably why we didn't think about it.
Yeah, probably.
I hate Canada. This place fucking
sucks.
Hey,
you guys
sucks.
Will be getting Netflix soon. Next
yeah, we're getting it soon, but I don't think we get Instant Stream.
Oh, you just get Instant Stream.
Oh, really? Okay, so you said I'm not complaining, but I have to fucking pay for it.
Then we can watch a bunch of shitty movies together.
Oh, last night I watched An Angel Named Billy with Jay.
How did that go?
That was a terrible, terrible movie that was kind of fun to watch.
Right.
But it was also very
You tried really hard to convince me to watch that. And
no, I basically gave out. I was just like, it's probably
how about this one with wrestlers in it?
Yeah.
And then, God.
I don't know what's been, I've been watching, I marathon Korean horror films, all this week.
Good. That's a good movie.
The Chaser's fucking awesome. Anyone ever see The Chaser yet?
Nah.
No. It's this fucking serial killer who just... Nah, you know what? Never mind. Fuck it. Who cares? They talked about it on the Screen podcast. Listen to that.
Right,
yeah. We're not a movie podcast.
Want to go back to music, guys?
Yeah, let's go back to music.
What's there to talk about? Oh, the Stooges.
Yeah, let's talk about the fucking Stooges.
Yeah.
I finished first two albums, and then the self-titled, I finished half of it. The deluxe edition Stooges, whatever.
Right.
Well, okay. So you finished the second two albums.
Okay,
and
whatever.
Half of the first one.
Wait, so you listened to Funhouse?
It
did
flipped.
You listen to Funhouse?
I listened to Funhouse. Ironically enough, my favorite track on that was Funhouse.
Right.
Yeah.
So Funhouse is the best album ever made.
They do a lot of great shit with guitars and sax.
It is one of my favorite albums of all time,
Harmonizing with each other. It's fucking sweet.
Right.
I'm totally into that.
Yeah. God, Funhouse is such a great fucking album. I can't think of a song on there I'm not huge into.
Yeah.
Even when they were doing slow jazz, because that was the thing I didn't
fucking
about
LA Blues. I love that song so much.
And of course TVI, which
TVI is also
the greatest intro to a song of all time. But the thing that I like about a Funhouse over the self-titled is that when they decide to do a slow jam, it doesn't drag as much as it does on the self-titled. I think No Fun is the long fucking thing on the
No, We Will Fall
on the self-titled.
Oh, We Will Fall. Yeah.
Yeah, self-titled had that one that's slower, the one
like 12
slower.
Minutes. And the only time I can think of Funhouse ever slowing down like that is Dirt, and that is such a
song.
It's still a fucking great song. It's sleazy and terrible and it's fucking rock and roll, goddammit.
They know what they're doing.
They know they're professionals.
Probably shouldn't listen to the self-titled last because it didn't compare well when I first listened to the first.
Right.
Other,
yeah.
The,
no, you can definitely.
To
tell
me,
that,
that's not the Stooges, but a lot of people claim that that's what the Stooges are. But I don't.
Right.
I went to that self-titled and it didn't compare very well to after because Funhouse is it's just how my iTunes divide it. So I just listened like that, and Funhouse was the first, and then the other one was the second one, and then finally.
Yeah. Funhouse is just this total sleazeball record. The thing is, oh god, there's another one that sticks out, 1970. Jesus Christ.
Oh my god.
Everyone's heard TVI.
What Iggy Pop said about, being in the Stooges is that he wanted to make music about how he wanted to live. So, when the Stooges started out, it was just kind of this, punk in a small town, just kind of being a nuisance and wanting bigger things for himself, so that's why the self-titled sounds as different as it does, and then, deep in the throes of goddamn heroin addiction and lunacy, Funhouse and Raw Power came out, so...
Holy shit, those albums are great. Yeah. I want them to keep doing heroin.
Yeah. Yeah, I have never listened to the fourth one that they put out in 2007.
Oh, me either.
I kind of prefer to think that album doesn't exist.
Yeah, I actually keep forgetting about it.
Yeah, because that reunion shit can work occasionally. Like, Mission of Burma, it worked for whatever reason. But that's because they're fucking Mission of Burma. They were kind of straight-laced at the time.
I mean, so that heroin's got to wear off at some point.
Also, Iggy Pop, like, after the Stooges is a total fucking wreck.
Well, I think we told the story that the Stooges, or Iggy Pop, at some festival, they trashed Grizzly Bear's dressing room. He trashed Grizzly Bear's dressing room.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I think that is a funny, funny story.
Grizzly Bear.
I have trouble thinking of, like, those people in the same building. Yeah, the same city.
Grizzly
Bear.
Yeah,
that's why I think it's hilarious.
Colliding with, like, the Stooges is so weird.
Yeah.
They don't even converse with each other.
Like, the only converse that they have is that both of them are great.
Yeah. And then it just kind of ends there. Yeah.
I really like cathedrals and art paintings. I like heroin!
Yeah. Ooh! Fuck it!
You know what? That's probably my perfect combination. So, honestly, I would like to have a show where the Stooges and Grizzly Bear play on the same day.
Yeah.
That'd be
so
like...
I don't know.
And the best thing about that set list is that, like, first it would be one Grizzly Bear song, and then Stooges would come out for the second song, and then it would be Grizzly Bear, so it would be, like, the most schizophrenic concert ever.
Right.
Like, Stooges, and then at some point they come on and try and play the same song together.
Right.
We're going to improv something together. How do you feel about that?
And they fight. Or the Stooges kick the Grizzly Bear's ass.
Ed Rost rips his shirt open.
Yeah.
Really...
Suddenly Ed Rost inherits the spirit of Iggy Pop and Grizzly Bear is
never
the same.
Oh my god, you know how badly I would want to see that.
Oh.
Okay, dreams. Dreams.
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah. So I want to talk about Twin Shadow.
Alright, what's Twin Shadow?
Twin Shadow is what Alt Report and Hipster Runoff call the most harvestable buzz band of 2010.
Alright.
I don't really know what that means.
Basically, Twin Shadow is this, like, really heartfelt just redo of a lot of, like, 80s new wave stuff. And it's, like, it reminds me so much of Aerial Pink, the way that album was created this year. And I'm gonna get straight. Twin Shadow is my second favorite album of the year, Forget by Twin Shadow.
Right.
And I don't know if it says something about me, what I like.
Right.
But, like, there's a lot of well-written pop songs on there, as well as, like, the guy's really talented who writes that stuff. Like, just he knows what good sound is. And it was produced by Grizzly Bear member Chris Taylor, so.
Alright.
And he's a good producer.
Okay.
He's done stuff with Neon Indian...
Yeah. See, that's where this falls apart because
no. Like, he didn't produce that album. He's only produced the single that came out this year.
Sleep paralysis. People was like, "Oh, Neon Indian." Like, I
chill wave,
every
man.
Every time I tried to read about that album, I just kind of had to throw up at some point. It's like, this is the worst.
Terminally chill.
Save me from fucking sissies, okay?
So, I'm gonna put a review out for Twin Shadow probably tomorrow, now that I've already said that it was my second favorite album of the year.
Right.
I'm gonna need to do that because spoilers.
Right.
I've also been listening to... You know what? I won't talk about that. I'm gonna write a review for that, too.
Well, talk about it so people can get hype.
Okay, All Delighted People by Sufjan Stevens, I like to call him Surf Jan Stevens.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was for a long time until I realized it was the 6-character name. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I prefer Surf Jan.
He's not a surfer dude.
No.
Okay, good luck.
Have we done anything for Surfer Blood, Sleigh Bells, or Baths?
We even talked about Surfer Blood.
We talked about... Yeah.
No, I'm just talking about review-wise, because we haven't done any of those. I'm going to write those tonight.
No, you can write the review for Astro Coast if you want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, because I haven't listened to Surfer Blood yet. I'm pretty sure I'll like Surfer Blood, because it's the popular... Like,
that's actually... I sang Floating Vibes as the song to get me into the musical this year.
Right.
And guess what they gave me? I was actually one of the best vocalists there. However,
All right.
they decided to give me a part with no singing.
Right.
Well, great. And they gave the lead part to a guy who is a little bit better looking than me and can't sing at all.
You don't need to know how to sing to sing.
No, but he is bad.
Channing Tatum.
He's not even Channing Tatum.
I'm in a choir, and I'm like the only guy. That sucks.
Not C-Tate.
You guys in your academically approved.
I'm the only guy.
I don't care. They're making me do like this insane because I have the most lines in the entire play.
Oh, right. Acting's good.
Yeah,
get the chops.
Which I have more experience in more than singing, but I am really good. I don't know. I think I'm okay.
All right.
So it kind of pissed me off when they gave me a part where I had to speak way more lines.
Right.
And they gave it's just they're destroying their own play. Right. I don't care.
You sound like a diva.
I know, I do. That's what everyone tells me, but it's
they're
true.
Destroying their own
God help us, and you overreact so much.
Until you actually are in the play, like, because I've talked to people, and they're just like, dude, I don't even know why he's lead.
Yeah.
Because he looks good.
That's it.
People,
I think
typecasting,
they didn't give me lead because I had a beard.
Typecasting is stuff you'll see in acting all the time. I get typecast all the time. Like, oh, you look like Jack Black, man. Oh, yeah, you could totally
There's
play
a
like,
our
weird,
play
crazy
doesn't.
Fat
I can
guy.
Imagine what that's doing to your psyche.
I'm a character actor. I hate it. Like, I get stuck in the character roles all the time.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
that's fat
gotta...
fat guys usually get character actor roles all
dude,
the time.
Dude, you could play Hurley in our Lost musical.
I could play Hurley. Yeah, yeah, dude.
Dude, I would give anything to see a Lost musical.
Don't do that. Or on
not
the other
on Broadway,
hand,
just like
we
a
do
school
that.
Produced a school produced Lost musical.
Yeah. I've never seen Lost, so there you go.
I haven't either. Yeah. I've seen like the first season, and I quit there.
Yeah. I don't look like Jack Black. It's so stupid.
You don't look like Jack Black.
It's because every person's like that guy has that guy's a fat dude with hair. He's Jack Black. It's like you're just stupid.
You're fattest.
You're fat with black hair, and you play guitar. Okay, I guess I can see where that comes from.
You know what? Yeah, there's just maybe some personality types. You sound like a Jack Black with less self-confidence.
What does that mean?
That's not a bad thing. It's more like you're the Michael Cera of Jack Black.
Thanks. Thank you for that.
No. It's not like you have less self-confidence than Jack Black. It's that you seem like you have more or less self-confidence than Jack Black.
You want to call me a mook and tell me I'm bringing down the site, too, by the way?
I didn't do that. That was Ben.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jake, by the way. I got mad at him. I bitched
him out.
What
did you do? What did you, like, say to him?
I was like, you know what? Screw you. Oh, yeah. I'm the one bringing down the website. You know, fine. I'll write the review right now. Right now.
I'm going to write a one-and-a-half review that takes 1.5 hours to read that's about memories by Hurt by Weezer, okay?
I did write 900 words.
That's pretty long.
And then I did Sid and Milker's Sonny. He's like, man, you're not done yet? Wow. I'm like, you shut up. God.
So I'm going to put this, like, when I link to this episode, usually I'll like, hey, this podcast is about blank. I think this time I'm just going to put, you're the Michael Cera of Jack Black. Which is...
Thanks a lot.
I'm just going to start calling you year one now.
Yeah. Hey, year one, what's up?
No, I won't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Hey, hi, guys.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I don't think we can top that today.
You gotta use the L word. Lesbians? No, no, the other L word. Oh, yeah, lesbians?
You're trying to break out the L word. Lord!
Lord!
I can't wait to see what it looks like on your waveform.
Yeah, I'll enjoy it.
It's a big line. That's
God. It's just blue.
It's going to be blue and textured, and I'll put a limiter on it.
What else have we listened to?
I think we should stop this.
Hey,
let's talk about Beastie Boys. Let's talk about the fucking Beastie Boys, right?
Holy shit!
So. Wow, I just talked and burped at the same time. I don't know if that came across.
But I don't think I knew.
Fucking sounded crazy awesome in my head. Anyways, so, Hello Nasty. Holy
Johnny
shit.
Johnny Ryan.
Yeah.
Did they got a new album out or something?
No, they don't.
MCA's got cancer.
Yeah, they were going to put one out, but MCA got the cancers, so they're kind of holding off.
Oh, shit.
That is, like, the fucking worst news. Like, of
that
dudes...
That is, like, that was the saddest thing. That ruined my day and my week.
Yeah. Oh, god damn it. So, yeah, I listened to Hello Nasty, I guess, 2 days ago. Just thinking, like, man, because I got into a fight over the Beastie Boys last week. Mm-hmm. Over, like, Black Sabbath Sabotage versus Beastie Boys Sabotage.
Fuck
which,
that.
Yeah, fuck that. It's Beastie Boys. Come on. But I was outnumbered on this, and it was bullshit.
I got an argument recently. Which one's better, the Beach Boys or the Beastie Boys?
What the fuck?
Like, is it just because they started out with B-E-A in their name and ended in Boys?
Yeah.
Like, I think that was the whole sole part of the argument.
Beastie Boys versus Beach Boys.
And I came to the conclusion that the Beach Boys were better, but...
But that's God because Pet Sounds, because Pet Sounds.
Yeah.
Without you.
Sorry.
God only knows what I've been about you.
If you should ever leave me.
No, that's the worst.
Life will still go
that's the worst
on,
ad rock.
Believe me. Sorry. That's the best song ever written, by the way.
Yeah, it's a pretty good song.
All right. Sure. Whatever.
Okay, this is
whatever.
Done.
Okay.
We're done.
We're done.
We're done.
We're done.
Stop it. Stop the podcast. Stop California music.